HPR, this is X1101 coming to you from bright, sunny, I think, Maine. I'm here to talk to you today about something that is near and dear to my heart, and probably near and dear to most of yours as well, and that's coffee. Before I get started, I want to tell you what this isn't. This is not me telling you what the best way to make coffee is. This is not me telling you your way of coffee making is wrong. This is simply me sharing the way I make coffee that I have found is the best for my tastes. Hopefully, it's of interest to someone. So here goes. First, let's a breakdown of my coffee-producing equipment. And there'll be pictures of most of these things linked to in the show notes. I'm going to throw them up on my personal website. First of all, I have the grinder. I have an old-fashioned hand-crank grinder I inherited from my in-laws that was attached to one of their many antique pieces of furniture. You put the coffee in, you turn the handle, it grinds. I've got the grinder set to as coarse as it will possibly go, and the reason I have it set so coarsely is because of the pot that I use. I use an electric percolator, which I also inherited from my in-laws. It's a Corningware pot, probably 12 inches tall, maybe a little taller. My estimation skills are rather awful. It's an electric percolator. You plug it into the wall, you put a heating element down in, coffee burpolates up. 10 minutes later, you have hot, delicious coffee. I know, I can hear you already saying, but percolators are one of the worst ways to make coffee. That might be true. And I'll admit that that is true if you plan on letting your coffee stay in the percolator for a long period of time. Or if you're using a percolator right on a stove. In both of those cases, the coffee gets too hot, you get too much bitterness, and it's just kind of awful. But with the percolator I've got, you plug it into the wall, and my recommendation is to enjoy the coffee within an hour and a half, 2 hours, because after that it does get a little burnt and bitter tasting, and it's kind of terrible. So I get rid of it. So, I told you about my grinder, told you about my pot. Let me tell you about my beans. I buy my beans a pound at a time, or whatever suffices for a bag these days. I think it's only 12 ounces. But I tend to lean towards mostly Starbucks, also Pete's, but really anything that's beans and is dark. My absolute go-to roast is Sumatra. There's, you know, something about those beans and the way they roast it is, you know, delicious and earthy, and it's just really, really good coffee. When I can't find Sumatra, which is more often than I'd like, I'll go with an Italian roast, a French roast, an espresso roast. Please note that there is no X in that word. It is not espresso, it is espresso. All of the crappy dime a dozen coffee chains that are not, you know, espresso chains will always put an X in there, and it really bakes my noodle. Okay, so you've got your grinder, your pot, your beans. So how much? I put between 4 and 6 heaping spoonfuls of beans per pot of 6 to 8 cups of tap water. And my super accurate, fancy plasticware, out-of-a-box, dime-a-dozen spoon is my super accurate measurement there. And the 4 to 6 is really, how awake am I, and how strong do I want this to be? I grind 1 to 2 days worth of beans, and I store them in a container. Not super airtight, because I don't have one, but it's actually an old chip dip container that I'm continuing to recycle. Put the water in the pot, put the coffee in the pot, turn the pot on. I wait about 10 minutes where you can just hear the burpolating, and then you hear it stop, and you're like, oh yes, coffee. And I enjoy my coffee within an hour and a half, 2 hours, and there it is. If you don't like how I make my coffee, record an episode, tell us how you make yours. Tell me I'm completely bonkers, tell me there's a better way. I'm completely up for that. If there's a better way to make coffee, yay, better coffee. If you want to get in touch with me, you can reach me at my email address, which is x1101@gmx.com. I have a GPG key, which is available on all of the key servers, so I can read encrypted mail and do prefer that if you're so inclined. I can also be reached over on the GNU Social Status Net kind of verse at x1101 at micro.fragdev.com. I'm also on IRC, predominantly on Freenode, as x1101. You can find me on Twitter, and that might be all the places you can find me. So, here's a short little Hacker Public Radio on how I make my coffee. Thanks for listening. Now, go pour yourself a cup of coffee and record your own episode.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.